Here we go. So for Purim Tovshin, Isa b'tikune Zohar HaKadosh Shepurim ki Yom HaKippur. Right, the famous drasha that, you know, that Purim is only Kippurim. Right, that Kippur is only Kippurim. It's only like Purim. Esher Shemam is Lezay. Right, so everybody gives remezes. He takes a very interesting approach of the connection between Purim and Yom Kippur. Shekamo Yom HaKippur matanas v'atshuva b'yom hazeh. That if on Yom Kippur, through ta'anis and tshuva, when a person fasts, even if he doesn't want to, he doesn't like fasting. He'd rather be having like a banana split sundae, whatever, and he'd be excited to eat. He doesn't want it, begrudgingly he's holding Yom Kippur. Rak b'nim rotsa b'n lo, mekayim ne'gzeres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the reason why he doesn't eat that, because that's gzeres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He may not want it. I hate fasting. Gam kem simchas purim. So too is the simchas purim. Sorry. Gam kem simchas purim. Lo rak im ha'odem me'atzo b'simcha. Al kalpana b'matzo sh'yochol l'samech. On Purim, and you have to understand, he's talking in the Warsaw Ghetto now, so it makes a little more sense that he's saying to these people in the Warsaw Ghetto, you may not feel like you want to be happy. Sometimes you're just in a really bad mood. Or, it stinks, we're in the Warsaw Ghetto. There's nothing to be happy about here. Right? It's very hard to be happy here. Even if we're in a state of shiflus, of lowness, of brokenness, the moach, the mind, and the ruach, and the spirit is destroyed. It's melted away. It's a chok. Not a chok as a law, like you have to. A chok of the nature that it's within the DNA of creation that this time is of simcha. So even if only four guys are going dancing, Misha Nichnas Adar and Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Ramo is screaming at them, stop it, you bunch of fools, right? Still, there has to be a feeling of simcha. There's a feeling of simcha tonight, whether you like Ben Kroback or not. There's still a feeling of simcha tonight. There's still a feeling of simcha tonight. Whether we had a massive concert here, whether we had like a few schleppy guys following JoJo dancing, right? There's still a feeling of simcha here, and you can't get away from that. Just like in Yom Kippur, even if you don't want to fast, you don't want to. You want to say, So that's lamata lamala. No matter how much, and this is a very important yisod. Sometimes we feel that if I don't feel it, it's not happening. If I don't feel the simcha, mishenichnas uder marbi b'simcha, uder is not happening. That's not true. That's not true. It's happening. It's happening. I may not feel it, but it's happening. We have to know it's happening. And Yom Kippur, there's something there about the day. I may be doing nothing on Yom Kippur. I may be running around the shul, like as we used to do as kids, just run around all over the place, make trouble and everything like that. But Yom Kippur, even though the child doesn't feel Yom Kippur, there's still Yom Kippur going on. And therefore so to other, even in times when it's difficult. So to from above to below. The essence of the day is mechaper. The essence of the day. That doesn't mean that if you clapped your head, clapped your heart, or if you didn't clap your heart. Doesn't mean if you had kavana during tshuva, they have kavana during kavod. Doesn't matter. The itzuma shayom is mechaper. V'afilim lo ishlim kol tshuvaso. Amar Rebbe shemechaper. Rebbe holds it's mechaper lo. Gives him kapara. Even though that he didn't fully do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Chengam bepurim afshalo yaisha yisoli besimcha. Even if a Jew wasn't besimcha. For whatever reason. Maybe even went to work on Purim. It happens. Like Purim falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. In America, I remember people used to go to work on Purim. It's like, well, I finish Megillah, go to work. What the heck? He's not doing Purim. The answer is yes, he is doing Purim. Purim is happening. Whether you're in Wall Street, or whether you're in Yerushalayim or Kodesh, whether you're in Sfat, whether you're in the most gewaldige Suda, whether you're in Borough Park, whether you're in Muncie. It's happening. kefish tzarich liosim and mele kol avdas shpurim lo yisa b'shleimus koma koma yeshua v'asimcha shapurim pol yisrael gamat pol yisrael. And just like in Yom Kippur, even if a person is not really taking the day in and he's not really part of the day, he's still getting kapur according to Rabbi. Says so to Purim. Even if one goes to Wall Street on Purim, he's still. His neshama is being filled up with the simchas of Purim. Whether he wants to feel that that's his bechira. But there's no bechira. When a Jewish neshama is going through Purim, it is going through Purim. It is going, when a neshama goes to Shabbos, it is Shabbos. Whether that person wants to feel it or not, whether the person is the most, you know, part of the merits party, fighting for buses on Shabbos, you know, as they're fighting for buses on Shabbos, the neshama is feeling the Shabbos. But there's a massive, massive nituk between the guf and the neshama. Now, this is not saying this is the ideal way. The ideal way, it's not like, oh, guys, you know, forget about Purim. Don't worry about where you're going to be for Seudah. Don't worry about the chagiga. You know, let's go up. Everybody just go upstairs and do nothing on Purim because it's always good. It's always helpful to feel Purim and to be part of Purim and to be connected to the neshama, that the guf should be connected to the neshama, right? That we should have kalim for the or. It's always a good thing. Don't get me wrong. It's not a good thing to go and work on Purim. It's not kishmak. But it's not that Purim's not happening. No Jew can get away. No Jew lost the membership card of, okay, Purim's not happening for you. You have a neshama, Purim is happening for you. You could tap into simcha even in a place where, just like on Yom Kippur, the Itzumer Shayom is mechaper.
It's like a mikveh in time.
Right, just there. He's right. It's like a mikveh in time, but there he's choosing to go into the mikveh, obviously. He's not choosing to be in the time. He may not be choosing to connect to the time. He's not connecting. We always want to connect to the times. But even if you're not connecting to the times, so, you know, there's a lot of times when people go to, like, America, and, like, they get upset, and, like, oh, you know, Shabbos is not a Kabbal, Shabbos, no one does anything, you know. When the chazan whips up that the tune, like, you know, some like, oh, you know, like some like cross the tune. Yeah, that's good. That's a good tune. That could also be a beautiful thing. You know, like maybe. I don't want to start singing because it's. Oh please, and like you know, like. And like, oh, you know, this is not davening, this is not Shabbos. No, it is Shabbos, it is davening. Shabbos is happening. We have to believe that we don't have to always be like feeling like high because of something. That's not Judaism, that's hedonism. That's hedonism. Now, again, it's always good to feel Shabbos coming in. It's always good to feel to sing Gishmakening when Shabbos is coming in. But it doesn't mean that it's not happening. It's very, very important to realize this in life. That yes, I want to connect, but even if I'm not connecting, Shabbos is Shabbos. I'm at my Shabbos table, and everyone's talking about who knows what, and then you make your little dalal amos for yourself, and you go back and say Shabbos, huh? And you connect to Shabbos. There doesn't always have to be this. We have to believe in the power of the day, just like Yom Kippur. There's a power of the day, so to Purim there's a power of the day. We have to believe in the power of the day that is affecting us and that is affecting us.
Similar to what Fat spoke about, like Rosh Hashanah, when he was saying that we get so caught up in the tune, but really it is the words that we're saying.
Uh-huh. Right.
So.
Let's assume we understand the words.
Is there one on Tashanah, or just
Tashanah? No. I don't know what happened, but for a lot of things, he wasn't able to do it. Okay, now we're going to move over to Tashin Bet. Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahalav Samecha Birosim Yachat Tchelis Mordechai. Right? Shoshanas Yaakov, the rose of Yaakov. Tzahalav Samecha, the Savior and happiness. When did they feel the Savior and happiness? What page? Let's see.
Reish Mem Tet.
Birosim Yachat Tchelis Mordechai. When they saw everybody together, saw the Tchelis Mordechai. What's the Tchelis Mordechai referring to?
Actual Tchelis? No.
The royal garments that he wore on the horse. What does this piyut mean? That they were happy and they felt the tzahal of a simcha when they saw the tcheles Mordechai. What were they happy about? They're happy about that there was a Yeshua. that Mordechai made it to the top. V'la mehikdim od b'shir. As a Yeshua shalavusha tcheles, that Shuasa mehisa l'nanetach, v'sikvasa b'chol dover dover. So we say, Shoshan is Yaakov Tzolov, v'samir b'rusim yachat tcheles Mordechai. Right. We talk about the Tzolov, v'simcha b'tcheles Mordechai, and then we say, Shuasa mehisa l'nanetach, v'sikvasa b'chol dover dover. That the Shua is forever, and the Sikva is b'chol dover dover. Why? That seems like the main thing. What's this tcheles Mordechai? Why are we so happy and feel such a simcha and tzala when we see the Tcheles Mordechai? What's so great about the Tcheles Mordechai? What does that represent? Right? Everybody understand the question? Avla pasuk omer tefila la'ani kiyatov. Right? Tefila la'ani. Tefila to the ani kiyatov. He spreads himself in the talus of tefila. When a person goes through afflictions, it makes a person smaller. It's harsh on the person. He can hide it a little bit. He can deal with the yisurim. He can live on. You see people going through horrible things, but they're able to move on. It's makif him. The Yisurim are lower than him. He's bigger than his Yisurim. He can handle his Yisurim. He doesn't become his Yisurim. He has the Yisurim that he has to handle in his life. He has afflictions that he has to handle in his life, but he's handling it. He's bigger than his Yisurim. But when the Yisurim, when the afflictions get so much greater, and he can't hide them anymore, he has to let out a cry, a tzaka. You know, you ever see a person, he's going through so much, and he's so strong, and like one day he just breaks down and cries. Like you just feel like, a glass just shattered. He just couldn't take it anymore. There was a big transition. This whole time he was able to handle his tzaras. Now his tzaras like destroyed him. Nation is rabu ad she'enu yochel akifam. Right in every like a Holocaust movie at the beginning, they're all going to stay strong, they're all this, they're all that, until one day like they find the mother crying, you know. It's like in every movie about the Holocaust. Like, we're going to handle these tzaras, we're going to get through it, and then that one person cries, and like everyone falls apart. The tefillah, the ani is yatuf, his tzaras. He's able to handle it, and he brings to Hashem, help me with my tzaras. But there's sometimes in life where it gets so difficult that he's ma'utuf by his tzaras. His tzaras is everything. He's not a person anymore. He's not a human being anymore. He's a cheft of tzaras. He's just full of tzaras. He's not a human being anymore. Right? He's not a person who has tzaras. He's a tzara with not much of a person inside of him. And that was definitely one of the goals of the Nazis. They tried to create non-people anymore. They tried to create tzaras, just a cheft of a tzara. Right, I heard from one survivor that he was giving, he was a young kid, and the whole family got spread out, and he never saw anyone in his family again. But after the war, he did meet up with his brother. And he realized it was his brother. And they didn't even hug. And he says, somehow maybe I could forgive the Nazis for killing my whole family, killing me, because I can never forgive my Nazis. They have no feelings for anyone anymore, not a human being anymore. I couldn't even hug my own brother. I didn't feel like a human being. That I can never ever forgive them about. The tzaras are so great. There's not a person there anymore. Tefila lo nikiyata v'satzo ba'atanas v'tzaras. He's matif himself with his tanis and the tzaras. And he cries out in front of Hashem. Sheshov is called atzmo because he's so filled and surrounded by tzaras. He throws it to Hashem. Kamosh Amar Bizmizur. Keili keili lama zavtani. Kamayim nishpachti. Like water, I'm nishpach. Like water, I'm falling out. And nishpach means like it's finished. I'm finished and I'm nishpach in front of you. Also on the opposite end, when Hashem gives a Yeshua to a person, if it's a little Yeshua, it's like, oh, you know, that was cool. Hashem helped me out. But you know, the Yeshua doesn't take overtake you. you're a person, you're Avi, and you're the Yeshua happened to you. It's outside of you. When the Yeshua is so great and it's so overwhelming, you become the Yeshua. You're not a person with the Yeshua anymore. You are the Yeshua. You're living the Yeshua. It says in a piyut that the Chodesh Nisan, the Yeshuas are makif Nisan. Nisan's a cheftza of Yeshuas. So you understand the two levels, both in suffering and both in simcha. Yeshua, one time I have my tzaras, and I'm dealing with my tzaras. One thing is that I am a tzaras, and I can't deal with them. They're ma'utif me. They're filled with me. I have no way. I have to be only nishpach my soul in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there's nothing left. So to Yeshua, there's a little Yeshua. I'm like, okay, great, good things. You know, I'm very happy. I'm like a suda sada. And then there's sometimes a Yeshua that just takes over a person. He's not even a person from the Yeshua anymore. He's just this. Hanyan efshe kinodes sheba oros usfiros yeshur pnimi vor makif. When we talk about the oros and spheros, they come to us in two different ways. Chabad Chassidus, the Tanya is always talking about this. Or pnimi and or makif. What does that mean? Or pnimi who or katan shechol tachlil sovel. Or pnimi is a small enough or that the man can be sovel. He can hold the or. He can bring in the or. He can relate to the or. He can recognize the or and live with the or and grow from the or. Or makif who or rav sheina klis yechol sovel. Or makif is a great or from above that the kli cannot accept, the kli cannot hold, and therefore it's around the kli, like too much water that goes around it now. And all the Yeshuas are through the spheros. When Hashem sends a Yeshua through a sphera, in mak bechidus or pnimi. If it's only bechinas or panimi shall a sphere meir lo as agam, what's the next words? What?
Shor panimi
shall sphere gdol harbe agam meor makiv shall ish. Komukum kevin shemen or panim or panimi ba. Chengam lo yeshua rak bechinas panim is niten. Hanu rak if it's a chasenu. What's a small yeshua is that we needed to get out of tzaras, and Hashem took care. And okay, so there's no more tzaras anymore. There were tzaras. I was about to die, and Hashem killed my executioner. I'm out of the tzaras. To be Yeshua. Mashenkin kishemin or makiv shel sfir ba as gam lo Yeshua rabim chiz makiv yosei harbim mikfer tzorin dinit. But sometimes when Hashem brings Yeshua, He brings a much greater Yeshua. He wasn't just letting me survive. Remember, if you remember, I think it was Vayishlach. Remember, we talked about like that Yaakov. Not only did Yaakov survive, but Yaakov got a bracha from the angel. Not only did he survive, he got a bracha from the angel. So not only do we have a Yeshua, okay, I thought I was going to die, now I'm not going to die anymore. But the Yeshua goes much further than that. It's much greater than just the tzaras. It's so great, it's makif. It's makif, meaning it overtakes me. The Efsir Shabishvil Zebinez Chanukah Shay Beretz Yisrael, his man base of Mikdash Mikomakomayz Yishuasam, Rakafitzer Chosem Bilvach and Shechem and Sonem Shabbalim. Chanukah is a perfect example that it was a Yeshua, but it was a Yeshua just enough to get. Okay, the Yavanim tried to destroy us, and now they're not going to destroy us. But there was nothing more of the Yeshua that happened. In fact, that Chashmonai kingdom didn't last so long, they became very corrupt soon. It wasn't a Yeshua from beyond this world. It was a Yeshua. It was the Yavanim. It was pretty amazing. Rabbi Me'atim and Torah B'at. You know, again, we didn't have much of an army. It was a Yeshua. It was a Nace. But it was a Nace that we were able to touch. But they didn't go to Greece and like take all of Greece. But this is not so by Purim. Purim, we get much greater than just the Savior itself. Here we're in the Eretz Amamin. We're in Golus, the 70 years of Golus. We're in Bava, we're in Persia. Pras Madai. And Achashverosh was on top of us. And it's not that, oh, the Jews were saved. rather something greater happened than just the Jews were saved. Rak od v'nafochu. Everything was v'nafochu. What does nafochu mean? Turned around. Everything that was against us was for us. Anything that was for us was against us. It totally turned around. That the Jews went out and made war against us. It's not like, oh, God, they didn't kill us. Right? What happened? Achashverosh couldn't take the Xerah away of the Jews being killed. But he said, but I will allow the Jews to go out and fight. And that's what happened on Purim. The Jews went out and fought. I think you'd give him a lot. That's when we went out and fought. That's why Esther was fasting. Because that's the day we went out to fought and we killed all of our enemies. So not only did we have a Yeshua that were alive, but we also killed our enemies. Much greater than a small Yeshua. Right? As by Hanukkah, we never really destroyed the Yevanim. We just were able to survive. We did just enough to survive. The Yogubam Kamarbos, but in Purim we killed thousands of them. The Sefer Pardes says from the Ramak, he says that the Ora Makif, you can't put a pgam in the Ora Makif. The Ora Makif is such a strong ore that doesn't enter into this world that you can't destroy the pgam. And therefore, when you have tzitzis or talis katan, which is from the Ora Makif, right? Because the talis surrounds us. Also, the sukkah is the Ora Makif. Certain mitzvahs of the Ora Makif, whereas Dalad Minim are Ora Pnimi. We're bringing it back inside of her. But the Ora Makif is so holy that what? Like a talis katan and tzitzis you're allowed to walk in the bathroom with. Because the chitzonis can't hold on. They can't break through the Ora Makif. The Ora Makif is way too strong for any chitzonis. It's even the most chitzonis place in the world, a bathroom. Walk in with your tzitzis and talis katan. Don't be afraid. Nothing's going to get to it. It's an Ora Makif. It's a great Ora. We're more royal to a Yeshua. It was in Eretz Yisrael. We had the Beis Hamikdash. Come on, Hashem. Come on, it's your Beis Hamikdash. Make a Savior. It's your Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Yeshua of Chanukah was a very directed Yeshua to get the Beis Hamikdash back. And it was the or pnimi, it was enough of an or that we could internalize. Masha enkin bepurim, but Purim, where did it happen? Begolus. It wasn't our land, it was prasumadai da katya, and we have the Achashverosh. Anolo yeruuim kol kach legulam, we weren't worthy to gula. Kunam medjashe kategorish kvar nechtav chasom gzardin alem, hutsuchwa yeshua lavo moramakim. And there's a gzardin on the Jews that we should die, and you can't take the gzardin away. But there was an or makif. A greater light, a greater Yeshua that took us out of the star. Therefore, the Yeshua of Purim was more than we needed. We didn't just survive, but we became the aggressors. We became the oppressors. We killed them. And that, which means, Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahalav, Samecha, Birosam Yachat, Tcheles Mordechai. Why did they feel the Yeshua when they looked at the Tcheles Mordechai? Can anybody answer now based on what we said till now?
It
wasn't just a simple Yeshua that, oh, now we're able to stay alive. But Mordechai is the king's clothing. He's wearing royal garments. He's wearing big day yesha. It wasn't only that the Jews won't be killed. Mordechai was wearing the clothes of the king. That Yeshua is coming from the Or HaMakif. And then when they saw the Tchelis Mordechai, they saw, oh, this Yeshua, this beyond the Yeshua of Chanukah. Well, they didn't really know Chanukah yet, but this is beyond the Yeshua of just how we survived. This is a Yeshua of everything turning around. And Mordechai is the head now from the man who they wanted to put to death to the head. And therefore, we have to believe that every year, and therefore that Ora Makif is still in the world and it's still there. Chuasim lanetzach, it's giving an eternal chuasim to the Jews. Once the Ora Makif comes in this world, it can't be taken back and it can't be diminished. The Ora Makif is makif something. It's something greater than humankind. It can't be diminished. The Ora Pnimi can be diminished. though our panemia is translated into a finite way of a person's self, and yes, we may be excited about a certain nace for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe 2 weeks, but after a month, everyone forgets it. But the Ohr HaMakif, it's still in the world. Therefore, because that Ohr HaMakif came, meaning Tcheles Mordechai, that they saw the Tcheles Mordechai, that everyone, everything's v'nafogu, everything turned around, then Tzikvasam Bechol, then Tshuasam HaYisrael HaNetzach, that their Yeshua is eternal. And every year we can look to the Ohr HaMakif and hold on to that Ohr HaMakif of Purim. It's still in this world. The Ohr HaMakif is never destroyed. It never leaves this world. Therefore we can hold on to the Ohr HaMakif of Purim and try a little bit to get to there, to the level of Ohr HaMakif, to the level of beyond ourselves. A godliness beyond ourselves doesn't fit our kelim even. It's overflowing with Kedusha. Okay.
Should I put this here back?
Huh?
I'm going to put it back.